Hayyamim Shishi B'Shabbos. Today's Friday. And it's Chav Vav Adar Sheni. Now, this is a maimed learnt the right year, the right pasha, the right day of the week. In other words, on Fridays we have a schedule to learn maimorim, of course, with the Rebbe, with Hashem's help. And the content of the maimorim is connected to the Pashas HaShavua. And we're going in order backwards. So we're learning Tafshin Mem Zayin. This year, from Yitas Kislev to Yitas Kislev, with Hashem's help, we learned the maimorim of Tafshin Mem Zayin, 1987. This is a maimer from Tazriya Metzeda, 1987. Tafshin Mem Zayin, 1987, was not a leap year. It wasn't a Shnasa Ibar, it wasn't an Ibiyar. And as a consequence, you'll see that the maimer Tazriya Metzeda is a month away. It's after Pesach. We are learning Tazriya Metzeda, Shabbos Mevorchem Nissen. This is Gimeliyah, the day after Bezir, after the Rebbe Marash's birthday. So we're going to be learning this maimer, which is a maimer connected to Parshas Tazriya Metzeda. And to be very blunt, directly, the maimer has absolutely nothing to do with Tazriya Metzeda. Nothing. Not a word. I'm sure that everything Getach and Seydus and Seydus Seydus, certainly there's connections on levels that elude me, which is not very difficult. What this maimon is connected to is the Rebbe Marash. The Rebbe Marash's birthday was Friday, Beziah. This maimon is being recited on Gimeliah. So the Rebbe is saying a maimon in conjunction with the Rebbe Marash. First of all, it's based on a maimon from the Rebbe Marash. And second of all, in this maimon, the Rebbe focuses on the idea of Melechatchila Ribbe. In other words, part of the Pnimiyah, part of the Chassidus of this maimon has to do with Melechatchila Ribbe. Let me give you a couple of words of introduction. The Rebbe said once, I heard it from the Rebbe myself, the Rebbe Maharash was Baal HaHemsheich. We have seven Nesiyim, seven Rabbeim, seven Nesiyeh Chabad. And you count from the Baal Shem Tov, you have nine generations. The Rebbe Maharash is the fourth Chabad Rebbe, the fourth Nasi, or the sixth Nasi, depending on how you count it. And the Rebbe said that the Rebbe Maharash is called Baal HaHemsheichim, the master of series. That's a translation of the word Hemshech, a series. What this means is as follows. The Alter Rebbe invented, and really did, invented the Chabad form of Maimorim. I don't have time to give you long lectures on it. We've talked about this on many occasions in the past. Chabad Chassidus has a very distinctive form. The style of Maimorim is very predictable. In other words, a person who's learned Maimorim Chassidus with any measure of quantity sees a pattern. There's a style to Maimorim. From the Alter Rebbe till the Rebbe, there's a certain pattern. In fact, Rubam Kekulam, the vast majority of Maimorim that the Rebbeim said over all seven generations, are the Alter Rebbe's Maimorim. With commentary, with clarification, with different form. But Chassidus, the Rebbe Rashab said, Amogazot Tereshalim, Ich bin sich mishtabel as alts was ich sag is alts dem Rebbens. The Rebbe Rashab said that everything I say is the Rebbe's. And the Rebbe Stam meant the Alter Rebbe. Chassidus Chabad is an incredibly loyal Chassidus. You see an incredible uniformity of the style of Maimorim. Sichas are a different story. But Maimorim are very, very rigorous, very structured. And for the most part, it's the structure and the rigor that the Alter Rebbe created. A little bit you have the Tzamach Tzedek also, but mostly it's the Alter Rebbe. Now the way the Alter Rebbe said Maimorim was Maimorim were connected to the Parshas HaShavua, Piyuri HaZoyhar, and things of this sort. So when the Alter Rebbe said a Maimir, and the next Shabbos he said another Maimir. When the Alter Rebbe said a Maimir, let's say in the middle of that week there was a wedding or a bris, so he said a different Maimir, always connected to the events and to the time, and there was never necessarily a connection between a Maimir and another Maimir. Say for example the Alter Rebbe said a Maimir, and the Chassidim wouldn't understand it, too difficult. So we'd go into Alter Rebbe and complain we didn't understand it. Now Alter Rebbe would say what was called a biur, a clarification, a commentary on the maimer. And if Chassidim didn't understand the biur, he would say a biur libiur, a clarification to a clarification. And on rare occasions you have a biur, libiur, libiur, which means four maimorim on the same maimer. So say he said a maimer on Friday night, so Shabbos morning there was a biur, Shabbos afternoon there was a biur, and Matzah Shabbos was a biur, for example. But it was one maimon with commentary on that original maimon. If you've ever seen the Biyurim and Alter Rebbe, look at the Teda, sometimes it sounds like he's reading a list of questions, Pasha. He said a maimon, and that he's not saying another maimer. He's pushing, answering individual questions. It's written as a maimer, but it's so clear to me, at least. It seems like Chassidim presented him with their hardships, and he's resolving them one at a time in order. But there was never, did you have to keep track from week to week and from month to month. The first Rebbe to introduce what's called Hamsheichem is the Rebbe Marash series. Series means, as the Rebbe explains it in Agdama Vehechrim, which we once gave you a whole class on this, he would write a maimer that was very, very long. 100 pages, 50 pages. 50 pages is also long, by the way. 200 pages, 300 pages. Now, how are you going to say 300 pages in one Shabbos? So if you're the Mittler Rebbe, no problem, just keep talking. The Mittler Rebbe could talk for 10 hours, 12 hours. But the Rebbe Marash didn't do that. None of the Rabbeim did that. So if he wrote a maimer that was very long, he would parcel out the maimer into pieces. They were approximately the same size. And every Shabbos, he would tell you a piece of this hemshich, of this series, in order. For example, the two most famous hemshichim from the Rebbe Marash, one is called V'kocha, which started Pesach, Shvi'i Shabbos, V'kocha Teich Lo'esei, the Korban Pesach, Pesach. And it continued all through the summer into the following winter. Lamedayin to Lamed Chazayin. And this hemshich, he explains all the Yomim Tevim, Al Pi Chassidus. The Rebbe always used to bring from the V'kocha, the Chassidus of the various Yomim Tevim. Side the summer Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, and the winter Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Simchas Torah. There's another famous hemshich which is called Mayim Rabim, which he started in the winter time. Mayim Rabim is Pashas Noach, I think. And the Mayim went on for the whole year. That's a different kind of hemshich. It's based on the Shariach and Amunah in part. And then you have shorter hemshich. So the Rebbe once explained that we know what a hemshich means practically. It practically means the person writes a Mayim that's hundreds of pages long. You cannot recite it in one opportunity, so you divide it up over various opportunities. But there's a pnimius to a hemshich. There's an ashama. There has to be a spiritual dimension to a hemshich. And what the Rebbe said is that the pnimius of a hemshich is that a hemshich means that you're not learning a maimed on the Shabbos that you're reciting it that's apropos to that Shabbos. A hemshich means what? I started a maimed Pesach. And the maimer continues. Now I'm holding Shuas, I'm still talking about Pesach. Now I'm holding the summertime, I'm still talking about Pesach. In other words, you're not aligned with the time. So the Rebbe said, the idea of a Rebbe, as the Alter Rebbe did, and the Middle Rebbe did, Tzemach Tzedek did. Same maimorim, midei Shabbos b'Shabbatai, that every Shabbos the maimer was connected to that Shabbos, means that the Torah is aligned with the time. A hemshech, a series of maimonides, means that the Torah is not aligned with the time. And he explained that the reason that Rebbe Maharash was the one who invented, the Rebbe called him Baal HaHemshech. The Hemshechim is because the Rebbe Maharash's inyan was an inyan of Avodas HaTshuva. He said that Tzemach Tzedek was involved with Tzadikim, which is why he passed away Echad, Yud Gimel, Nissen, which is the Chedish of Tzadikim. But the Rebbe Maharash was involved with very posh Chassidim. The Rebbe Maharash didn't have a lot of very great Chassidim. Most of the Chassidim were posh to Yidden and the Bechina of Baali Tshuva. That's why he passed away Echad Yud Gimel Tishrei. The Rebbe Maharash and Tzemach Tzedek had the same Yotzeit, the 13th day of the first month, Echad be'Echad, the 13th day of the Chedesh Edition. But the Rebbe Maharash it's Tishrei, but the Tzemach Tzedek it's Nissen, because the Tzemach Tzedek's inyan was Tzadikim, so he passes away Echad be'Nissen, Echad is be'Gemati Yud Gimel, and the Rebbe Maharash passed away Echad be'Tishrei, Echad be'Gemati Yud Gimel. So since the Rebbe Maharash Rebbeship involved Tshuva, his Torah reflects it, that the Maimonim that he says on a particular Shabbos are not necessarily connected to that time, because it's a series, it's a Hemshech. This is part of Hemshech called Matzazu from Tafresh Mem, 1880. The Hemshech is now published. The vast majority of them, certainly the majority of them, have already been published. They're being reprinted already. It would be nice if we actually learned them, but they're on the shelf, they take up space. And this is a hemshech in that, a maimon in that hemshech. Now, it happens, Mashgach Al Yeno, that the other day, Tuesday, in our regular maimon class, the Rebbe was mitzayin to the Ganol, the idea of Kalim and Nogo Behem Atzimtzum, and Adam and Kadmon goes on Kalim of Vildavar, the Rebbe Rashab said in his maimon. This is the maimon Ganol, and it's based not on the toichen of that maimon, but on the Aschol and the Siyam. This whole maimon, actually, I'm not going to say it's based only, this maimon focuses on the pasuk on which the Rebbe Marash maimon is based. So the connection between this maimed and Pasha Tazriya Metzeda, I don't know. The connection to this maimed and the Rebbe's reciting it, when he recited it, because Shabbos was Gimel Iyar, the day after the Rebbe Marash's birthday. So the Rebbe is saying a maimed from the Rebbe Marash in conjunction with the birthday of the Rebbe Marash. So let's begin by reading the pasuk. Gan No'ol. a sealed garden. Achaisi is my sister, Kala, my bride. Gal no, a sealed gal. What does a gal mean? Gal could mean a mound, a mountain, a hill, right? Gal could also mean a wave or a river, a flow is also called a gal. You're mentioning that gal means a wheel. I think gal means a wheel. But okay, gal no either means a mound that's sealed or a river that is sealed. Everybody needs to have two sheets of paper. If you have only one, you're missing one. You need to have two sheets. Okay. Mayon chosin, a sealed fountain. Now, the pasuk is shira shirim. And the spirit of the pasuk and the context of the pasuk is tznius. I mean, the pasuk speaks for itself. Ganol, a sealed garment, is achoisi kala, my sister, my kala. Galnol, another concept. Gal is actually translated as giloi, as opposed to gan, also sealed. Mayon chosom, a sealed, a closed up fountain. So the pasuk speaks very, very strongly about the message of tznius. It's a very, very obvious pshat in the pasuk, and of course the pasuk pshat in the pasuk that it goes on the tznius of yidden and yiddenes and so forth and so on. The mefashim in pshuta shemeshkar said that's due with the yidden mitzrayim. I looked up the Bilti Mugagada, that there was an incredible amount of tznius, notwithstanding their slavery and their tzaddis and so forth and so on. Now, what is the chasidus to this pasuk? Gan nol, achesi kala, gal nol, mayon chosim. So the Rebbe brings, and I'm going to teach you the moment as I want to, the Rebbe brings three different pirushim on the pasuk. So what I want you to do is, I want you to look inside the text where I made my aleph. It's the first paragraph of the Maimer, three lines from the end. Ulahoyer, I want to observe, says the Rebbe, Sheba HaMaimer Shalifnei Zeh, that the Maimer before this Maimer, Mevayet, the Rebbe Marash, also brings the pasuk. Gan no lachesi kala, gal no mayon chosim. And he explains the ganol usurmina. What does ganol mean? That yidden don't do avedis. They stay away from sin. So the pasuk says ganol yidden are a closed garden, and it represents an idea of tznius. In what respect is the garden of yidden closed that they don't allow themselves to fall into sin? Translates the Rebbe, the inyan surmina hu beikir bepeil mamish. Not sinning is behavioral. So the first pshat in this pasuk, according to this maimed, there's many different pshatim in the Mefarshim and the Shir HaShirim, but is that gan no l'chaytikal means that a Jew is a closed up garden, he doesn't sin. Now you must understand that in Chassidus they make a distinction, very interesting distinction, between Avedis and Mitzvahs. And that is that when it comes to Mitzvahs, motivation matters. Why you do a Mitzvah matters. A person can do a Mitzvah for a wrong reason, a selfish reason, an animalistic reason, a klipa reason even. When it comes to not doing Avedis, there's no such thing as a bad reason, as long as you don't sin. Doesn't really matter why. In other words, when it comes to Sur Merah, even if a person didn't do an Aveda because someone was watching him, or because of whatever his motivations were, when it comes to not doing Avedas, motivation doesn't matter. So when you teach this Pasuk, Gan Nol Achesi Kala, Gal Nol Mayan Chosam, that goes in Sur Merah, what the Pasuk is saying, that the Jewish people are practically closed from sin. Just practically. That's the first pshat. Now go to the next paragraph. V'hinei, b'mitzudas David ala posuk mefadash. There's a mitzudas David brings, and apparently it's based on a medrash. And I have to tell you this. I don't have to tell it to you, but I'm going to tell it to you. I looked up the Bilti Mugga, and the Rebbe doesn't bring the mitzudas David, he brings a medrash. I don't see this maimed in the Bilti Mugga. The Mugga is deeply different. On the surface, it looks very similar. The maimarim look the same. But if you delve into the point of this maimed, the pnimis of this maimed, the way the maimed comes out mugge is deeply different than the maimed is built in mugge. I mean, Rabbi Elkan didn't make it up. He took it from the Rebbe's Teda. The frag is not from Vanant. So in Sudas David, it's like this. She Yisrael im gegan hano. That the sealed garden goes on the Jewish nation. She imi she yuchal lovebe. That no one can enter into the world of the Jewish people. Ki im baal hagan. Only the one who possesses the garden. Now, when you say that the Yidden are the Gan, says the Rebbe like this, V'tzarech l'hoven, leave the word V'tzarech l'hoven for later. Harizeh she'gan hu tainuk, says the Rebbe, the word Gan, of garden, means pleasure. Hugam began kibshuta is true about any physical garden. What is the very definition of a garden? Why do people make gardens? In halacha, a gina has a very different din than a sadeh. A garden has different halachas than a sadeh. It needs much more water. Halachically, gina is a place where you make vegetables, as opposed to a sadeh, which is where you grow grains and corn and beans and so forth. But a garden is a place of delight. People make gardens that they should be pretty and comforting and embracing and distracting and relaxing. A gan is a place of delight. So the Tzedes David brings that gan no goes on yidden, and that means to say that yidden's garden is sealed. In other words, that the delight, the pleasure of yidden is closed off. Okay, gam mehamoshel the gan no kipshut. Just imagine a person has a private garden, botanical gardens, closed to the public. It's only open to so and so. That's a closed garden, which means a closed place of delight. Move on, it explains. The Indian Eidim Pesheim, who, when you say that the Jewish people tie up their doors, who hatainuk shalei yurak balukos. It means that the garden of the Jewish nation is only in godliness. So this, Rabbi Yisai, becomes the second pshat in Gan No. Okay, listen, I'm teaching you the Maimon. Gan No means Yidna, a closed garden. Number one, that they don't do any Avedas. But not doing Avedas doesn't require pleasure or delight. It just means don't sin. Number two, Gan No means the Gashmi is the pleasures of a Jew. Jewish people are people, and they're designed, like all other human beings, to have delight, have pleasure from various different things. And Gan No means that the pleasure of a Yid is only for Teda Mitzvahs. Now, if you say that the pleasure of a yid is only for Teda and Mitzvahs, that's not Sod Merah anymore. Right? That's not sinning. To not do an Aveda, you don't have to have pleasure. To not do an Aveda, just control yourself. So that becomes the second level of the Taich of this Pasuk. Are you with me? Yeah? The first Pshat, Gan No, Gan doesn't mean a delight and a pleasure, just means self-control. The second Taich in Gan No means that the pleasure potential, the koyach atayinu, the possibility for pleasure that a human being has, is closed off only for Yiddishkeit. That's the second pshat. Okay, now go back to the beginning of the Maimon. Gan no lachesi kala gan no mayan chosum umev yedmur marash bal yema ledes de bezir. The Rebbe Marash's birthday was yesterday when the Maimon was said. Says in his Maimon the pashas asriya b'teira, which is behem shech matzlu tafresh mehem pirush atargum, a translation of Targum. Now, just for the record, there is no Targum Unkelos on Tanakh. There's only Targum Yenus and Benazir. And what that means practically, much harder to read. Because the Targum Unkelos is almost a linear, verbatim translation. Targum Unkelos, Targum Yenus, and every Pasuk has a whole piece of philosophy. And this Pasuk is no exception. It's like eight lines. The Kemeshe Gan Eden, who know, as the Garden of Eden, which is an Inyan Ruchni, is sealed. It's impossible to enter into it except tzaddikim. Ken Yisrael, the same is true of the Jewish nation. Eidin pischeim lebailam, they lock away, they seal, they close their door to their husband, Zehakadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Rebbe. So this becomes the third taich in the word gan. That gan doesn't mean not sinning. Gan doesn't even mean the physical delights of a person. Gan means the pleasures of Gan Eden. So here's a pasuk, Gan No L'Chesi Kala, which obviously stands for tznius, modesty, privacy, you know, do not trespass, it's none of your business. And we have three madregas in this pasuk. The first madrega in Gan No is that Yidden don't do Avedis. The second madrega in Gan Eden is that Yidden's Gashmi is the pleasures, or Yidden's possibility for physical pleasures is limited to the Eibishter, to the Mitzvahs. And the third madrega is that the pleasure of Gan Eden, of Yidden, is limited only to the Eibishter. So the Rebbe has a question. What is this Pasuk trying to say? I mean, let's not get fancy. What's the Pasuk trying to say? The Pasuk is trying to say that Yidden's loyalty to the Eibishter is singular. That's the pshat in the Pasuk. We're married to the Eibishter and to nobody else. Gan No, Gal No, Mayan Chasam, forget about it. A Yid is the Eibishter's and nobody else's. Finished. Fine. If you want to say that the Yidden belong to the Eibishter, to nobody else, so first of all, that means that Yidden don't do what they're not supposed to. If you want to say that this means that Yidden's delight, Yidden's ruchni, Yidden's joy, is only from serving of Hashem, fine. But the Rebbe's question becomes, look at the second line of the second paragraph again. V'tzarech lahav. The Rebbe says, I don't understand. Why does the Rebbe Maharash have to translate Ganol as Ganid? Ganol means Yidden. And what you're saying about Yidden is that Yidden are loyal only to Hashem. What's wrong with Ganol meaning Gan Kipshute, a garden? Harizesh Ganu Tainuk, the notion of a garden being a place of pleasure is Gan Bagan Kipshute. It's true about a physical garden. And if it's true about a physical garden, Vim Ken Gam, Mehamashal de Ganol Kipshute. If we would simply use the metaphor of a physical garden, move on, that would be enough to explain Inyan Eidim Pischeim that didn't tie up their doors only for the Rebishter. In other words, who shahatainuk shalei, that the pleasure of a Jew who rakba lakus is only from godliness. Umami tasef. Why does the Midrash insist on bringing the Targum Yenis and Benazil and add Bavonasin to explain the concept of this pasuk? The Yisrael Eidim Pischeim of Yidden tying up their doors. Ayadiapiro shaganol going on. Gan Eden, which is such an exclusive place that nobody can get into. Jews are loyal to the Eibishter, like Gan Eden Naruchni is exclusive. So this is the kash. In other words, the Rebbe Menashe is a maimer based on a pasuk. The pasuk is describing the special kind of loyalty between Yidden and the Eibishter, the special kind of exclusivity of relationship between Yidden and the Eibishter. And for some reason, it's not enough for the Rebbe Menashe to describe a physical garden, it has to be a spiritual garden. That's the question. It's a simple question. It's a very important question. Now go to Sif Beis. And the Rebbe answers the question. And I'm going to give you a very short introduction. The Pasuk says two things, Ganol and Galnol. So the Rebbe is going to explain that Ganol means mitzvahs and Galnol means Torah. In other words, Ganol is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Galnol is Har Sinai, Shavuos. Why? Because on Pesach we were betrothed, we were married to the Eibishter. And on Shavuos we married the Eibishter, in fact. And when the Eibishter betrothed us, when the Eibishter married us formally, engaged to us, so to speak, without being intimate with us, he gave us mitzvahs. So Galnol goes on Pesach, because on Pesach we were, so to speak, formally, but not actually, married to the Eibishter. The Eibishter gave us mitzvahs. Gal no, gal is from the word Giloi, gal, einai vavita, and flois metera secha. This goes on Shavuos. On Shavuos, the Eibishter gave us not mitzvahs, but the Teda. Because on Shavuos, there was an assumed, there was an actual marriage between Yidden and the Eibishter. So this is what this maimon is going to explain now. Gal no, and gal no goes on mitzvahs and Teda. Don't forget our question. The explanation that the Rebbe is going to give on mitzvahs and teira is going to lead us back to the original question: is why, when you use the mashal of a gun to describe the relationship between Yidden and the Eibishter, sun mera is not enough, gashmiz de ketainim is not enough, and you have to dafke use gan eden, spiritual tainim. And there's a very beautiful chiddush in this maimed. There really is. It's a great chiddush. Says the Rebbe, you've been zapi mashakos about maimed the gan, no lo yin kiddush. Ganol is called Kiddushin. Kiddushin is the formal marriage. See, this people don't understand what this means today, because today there's a big chunk. Right? Many of you, Baruch Hashem, are married L'Echem Hashem Tevez. Yeah. But you've been by weddings for sure. By a wedding, they drink two cups of wine under the chuppah. And between the first cup and the second cup, they make a break by reading the ksubah. But you don't have to read, as far as I know. Why? Because by the wedding, you're doing two separate mitzvahs. One is called Kiddushin, or Edison. Hareyat mekudesh asli betabah zukat af meshev yisro. The chassan gives the kala a ring, and this is an act of Kiddushin. And this is marriage. A woman who's a ma'urasis, she's betrothed, is married, 100% married. But an arusa means she's married only formally, but not actually. Then there's a separate mitzvah, called chuppah, which you could declare in tisad eraisis, the rabbonim, the days vegan them. And chuppah is connected to the sheva brachas. At the end, one of the sheva brachas, of course, is again a beidei pri hagafen. And after the chuppah, there is yichud, the chassan and kala live together like husband and wife. Once upon a time, they used to separate Edison from the suin by 12 months. What we would consider today an engagement party was actually a marriage. The chassan would give, as soon as they're ready to, quote, get engaged, the chassan would give the kala a ring and say, Adret mekadesh asli betabazuk dos meshev yisrael. And they would have what's called a Suda Sedison. He went back to yeshiva and she started making a wedding. 12 months later, he would come back from the yeshiva. They had yichud and then they were married. During this interim 12 months, they were halachically husband and wife. But not actually husband and wife. This is called Edison, Arusa, and in the Lashon HaShas, Lashon HaTeresh Baal Peh, it's called Kiddushin. Why is it called Kiddushin? Why is the formal but not actual marriage between a husband and a wife called Kiddushin holy? And the answer is because it's like Hektish. The Asala Akula Amaka Hektish, a man marries his wife, she belongs to him and him alone and nobody else. Period. She's exclusively his. And of course, in the Nimshal, the Eibishter betrothed the Jewish nation, we've been him and only him, exclusively his. So they're not actually living together, the husband and a wife, but she belongs only to her husband. Then you have a second step called Nisuin when they actually get married. This is Pesach and Shavuos. This is Gano and Galno. Zokter umavaye the Gano in a kedush umavaye zen the Rebbe the Marash explains it. Al pi yidua, like the famous idea that is no beinyan kadoshena be mitzvah sach or zechena be teira sach. There's two concepts, mitzvahs and teira. By mitzvahs it says kadoshenu, Hashem should make us holy with His mitzvahs, and by teira it says betein chelkenu, give us a portion. Translates the Rebbe, the kadoshenu be mitzvah sach, that the aim is to sanctify us with His mitzvahs. Page Reish Lamed Ches at the top. Turn over the first page. Humilashin Kiddushin connotes the formal aspect of a marriage. Inyan HaKiddushin Wazmana, the concept of the formal marriage is preparing or setting aside. Sha'ish HaMiskadesh is the woman who's betrothed. Himizumenes HaMiyuchedes, she set aside and distinctive exclusively Labayla for her husband. She has no relationship with any other man. This is called Asarla Akula Alma Kehekta. She has no relationship with anybody else but her husband. And of course, the Nimshal is Yidna and the Mebishn. So, Kadeshenu b'mitzvah sechami, the Mebishn gave us mitzvahs. And through the mitzvahs, He made us His own. We're not living together, but we belong to Him as opposed to anybody else. Then comes the Teinachal Keinu b'teinu sechu, you know, this is the marriage, which is Amshach HaPnimius, a much stronger, meaningful connection between Yidden and the Mebishn. The Mebishn, the Pashit, lives with us. He reveals Himself to us. And of course, living with another human being and being intimate with another human being doesn't only mean that they give, but that you take. The Eibishter gives the Yidden a revelation. The Gal means Gilui, as it says later in the Maimon. The Eibishter gives Yidden because we're married to the Eibishter. The Eibishter gives us His Helik HaTeira and we receive it. V'achinazach al kein the Yisrael becomes our own. So what is Kadeshenu b'mitzvah sechami? Hashem, through mitzvahs, we belong to God and to nobody else. What v'teichal keinu b'teira sechami? That through teira we have a feeling of a connection to the Yibshter. So it would seem, salgadai techamina, that mitzvahs are a formality. You do mitzvahs. You have no intimacy with Hashem. You just do mitzvahs. So you're also akula amek hektish. You belong to the Yibshter. When are you going to feel a connection to the Yibshter? Only when you learn teira. This maimed comes to dispel that idea. That's the whole point of this maimed. That even though mitzvah is called kedushin, and kedushin only means a formal marriage, and Torah is called chelik, a real marriage, an intimate marriage, the whole point of this maimed is to say that even mitzvahs are not stamazei, the Eibishter locks us in and says we belong to Him and to nobody else, and through mitzvahs we, so to speak, have a bit of relationship with the Eibishter, but that in mitzvahs also there is a pneumistic connection between Yidden and the Eibishter. That's the purpose of this maimed. Let's read four lines from the top. V'zehu, kadoshenu b'mitzvah secha, v'zehachinu b'teira secha. Da'am shoch, ha'cha mitzvah b'chines makif. When a yid does mitzvahs, the connection to Hashem is hidden. Upo lo so b'ha'od, m'makayim es ha'mitzvah, and the effect that the mitzvahs have on a person, he b'ikishir muvdo, me'atayvis, u'mikol mitzvah sarayis. Through mitzvahs, you don't feel the Eibishter, you just belong to the Eibishter, as opposed to anything else. Like a formal marriage, the essence of in betrothal is she nets as a kalayla. They're not married, but she's not allowed to have a relationship with anybody else. And as a result of this, and later on, by days on asakli, later on, later on, there's the actual marriage when the Eibishter gives us the teira, which we're able to absorb. We ingest like food, and it becomes one with us, which is inyan anisul. So kadoshenu b'mitzvah secha means through mitzvahs we belong to Hashem and to nobody else. Teichal kenu b'teira secha means through teira we feel the Eibishter. Okay. Next paragraph says the Rebbe that when you talk about the difference between mitzvahs and Torah, there's two aspects. Number one, through Torah you feel the connection to the Eibishter, and number two, and through mitzvahs you don't. And number two, the connection of the Eibishter through Torah is a higher connection than the connection is through mitzvahs, because he brings the idea that the teichal kene b'teira secha goes on atzmos. Because like it says, it brought the Lashon from Sifrei Machshava, Etzem kishata teifes bechelke, at the teifes bekule, chele goes on atzmos. So teichal b'teira secha means that the chelek of the Eibishter has in teira is the chelek of atzmos. There's a similar idea mentioned in the Geras HaKedesh, Simen Ches, Asheinu Matev Chalkeinu, Manoim Garaleinu, chelek means atzmos. So the Rebbe says, it would seem that mitzvahs bind us to the Eibishter in the sense that we belong to him and to nobody else. Torah is where the oyed is, where the richness is, where the experience of delight and joy and atzmos is. Base, Gimel, I'm sorry, Gimel. Yesh lo ha'isif, says the Rebbe. This is also connected to the season. Now, this maimed was said after Pesach. We're learning this maimed before Pesach, and in a weird way, this maimed is more useful to us than when the maimed was originally said. Because we have to prepare now for Pesach. Pesach is mitzvahs, Shavuos is Tatum. The idea that first there's a formal marriage with Yidna and the Eibishter connected to mitzvah. And then there's a real marriage between Yidna and the Eibishter, which is called the Chelek and Torah, whom at time Mazeh explains. Before Yidna left Mitzrayim on Pesach, the Eibishter gave us the mitzvahs of Karban Pesach and Kiddush HaChedesh and Ibur Shonim and Bris Milah and Pidyon Petach Hamed and Tefillin and Mezuzah. Many mitzvahs you have in Pashas Boy. Sheyeshba, kama v'kama mitzvahs. There are innumerable mitzvahs. Sheneges ladeiros, which are lasting for all generations. V'nimnis b'minyanam mitzvahs, and they count on the number of mitzvahs. Ki b'yitzias Mitzrayim huschol in the matan Torah. When the Yidden left Egypt, Hashem started giving the Torah, but He didn't give the Torah. He gave only the mitzvahs. Okay, lifnei yitzias Mitzrayim, in preparation to the Exodus, nitzdamu b'kama mitzvahs. We got many mitzvahs. Shezeh hoya ha'akdoma la'inyan d'matan Torah. This was a preparation that later we should get the oid of the Torah. Shizchol b'tzitzit v'ayim. Top of page reish lametesna. Moreover, la'achezeh later on, nistavu esem mitzvahs b'morah. We know that in the place called Morah, they got 10 more mitzvahs, which is also before Shavuos, before the Yidden arrived at Har Sinai. Shezeh hoya ha'akdoma hachona l'matan Torah b'pei. So, Pesach, we got mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs make us exclusively the Eibishter in a formal way. Shavuos, we got the Torah, because it makes us exclusive to the Eibishter in an intimate way. In other words, you could almost say that Pesach is like Sur Meirah. We have nothing to do with the world. And Shavuos, I say, Torah, we have to do with the Eibishter. Now, there's a very interesting, Ubeklolos Yaisa Yashleima. The next three lines should bother people, because it's a whole nother maimer crunched into three lines. It says that if it just like there's Pesach and Shavuos, there's creation and Torah. Right? How does the Torah begin? With a bezel, with an olive? Depends. The Torah, in as much as the world is concerned, begins with a bezel, b'neishas b'olakim. The Torah, in as much as Torah is concerned, begins with an olive, anecha Hashem elekech. Says that, but just like Pesach and Shavuos is formal relationship and real relationship, b'neishas b'olakim and anecha Hashem elekech has the same idea. The Eibishter creates the world, that's the formal connectedness of the world to Him. Eibishter gives the Torah, that's the actual connection of the world to Him. The Torah begins b'bereishis, v'shem keach masav higil ame, at the very outset He wants the world to know, la'ashem ha'aretz umleya, it's God's world. Lost this lamb, nachlas goyim. And this idea, the Eibishter says, hetzachayim, this is my world, hu al derech ha'agdoma de maisa mitzvot, it's the same idea that this is a formal binding or obligating of the creation to follow the will of God, because since the world says we have to do what He says, and then eventually we're going to get the Torah. Why? Because this pasuk Bereishis is speaking about the special connection that Eibishter has with Eretz Yisrael, and Rubam Shalom Mitzvahs clear as well. It's mitzvahs have to do with Eretz Yisrael. So Bereishis Baro Lekim, which is Meramet, how the whole world and that Yisrael belongs to the Eibishter, there's mitzvahs, which is a preparation of Anecha Hashem Elekecha Torah, we can experience the light of the Eibishter. These three lines deserve an hour. And I don't have an hour, and I also don't have the brain power to decipher, but the Rebbe is saying something very, very, very big in these couple of lines. But what we're going to suffice is that just like Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos, Pesach and Shavuos, is Mitzvah and Torah, formal relationship and real relationship, so is the Torah's version of creation versus the Torah's version of the Torah. Says the Rebbe, V'yeshleim, Shadol Gami HaTaimim HaZeh. This is one of the reasons that Shekedim Chag HaShavuos Matmat Interesini Yesh Kama V'Kama Mitzvahs Miyuchadus. In preparation to Shavuos, we do many mitzvahs. Pesach, Sfiras HaEmer. Very simple. Hashem is going to give us the Torah again. Torah Oir. Torah is light. Torah is Ten Chalkeinu B'Torah Secha, the spiritual connectedness between Yidden and the Rebishter. Mitzvahs are the formal connection between Yidden and the Rebishter. So before Shavuos, you do many mitzvahs. Now, let's go back to the pasuk. Gan no lochaisi kala goes on mitzvahs, on Pesach. Gan no mayan chosim goes on Shavuos, on Teda. Why? Gal is lashon gil. Now, gan means a garden. If the version of the difference between Pesach and Shavuos we have just established remains as it is, that Pesach has mitzvahs, mitzvahs are formal, you do what the Eibishter says, then the words gan no connote only one thing. That this belongs to God and to nobody else. In fact, the word Gan has nothing to do with delight and pleasure. It certainly doesn't have anything to do with spiritual delight and spiritual pleasure. It just means I'm God's and nobody else's. Says the Rebbe, but that's a mistake. And I'm great at suspense. In other words, I can't keep any suspense. I'm going to tell you. The Rebbe, this Siv Dalet, tells you the Chiddush. The Chiddush is you should know that in mitzvahs there is also Oyer. The formal marriage between Yidden and the Eibishter is not only ownership. Through the mitzvahs, we could feel the Eibishter. Gan no doesn't only mean I belong to God and to nobody else. I do His mitzvahs. I don't enjoy them. No, I belong to God and to nobody else. And I do His mitzvahs, and I do have a light. It's not the same light as I'm going to have from the Torah. But mitzvahs also provide us with the primus. That's the chiddush, if you will, of this maimer. Umamshech b'hamaimer. The maimer continues. This is the heart of the maimer we're about to learn. Like in a very relationship between a husband and a wife. A husband gives his wife something of value. Pruta, yishava pruta, a coin, or the value of a coin. Which you can purchase things, commodities, which you can live. A husband gives a wife, a woman, something of value. Value that she can enjoy. Not value that she has no idea what it is. It's not a closed box. It's something of value. My grandfather, Shusterman, married his wife with a Russian coin. What's ring? When ring? Who had rings? And he treasured that. He cared about it much more than she did. Because he was a much more sentimental man than she was. But he was 80 years old, 70 years old. He would show us that coin, the coin with which he was Makadish's wife. He took it with him from Russia and he had it. And we show it to the Einiklach, who were getting ready for these very lavish weddings, says, look, I got married with 25 cents, so the equivalent thereof. This was the condition. They didn't have a ring. It was a coin. Finished. They had a value. A shavah prutah. Finished. They married. And they had kind of halas. Ah, reichtum. Baruch is indescribable. But a prutah has to be a value. Al derech zehu b'negeya. This has to be true also. To say that Hashem marries us, and He gives us mitzvahs, and we don't enjoy them at all, discredits the Kedushin. It's true. Kedushin is only a formal marriage. But a formal marriage that has a value to the Kaleh. So if the Eibishter gives us mitzvahs, and mitzvahs have no meaning to us, then what value is the Kedushin? So the Rebbe therefore says, Shaydei kiyum ha-mitzvahs. When a Yid does mitzvahs, even though I said just on the previous page, that mitzvahs are first of all a lower ha-mishachar, and second of all, mitzvahs ha-mishachar b'chin is makif, I want to modify that and say the following. A person gets life from the mitzvah. Like it says in the Torah, that a yid lives in mitzvahs. And live doesn't mean survives. Lives means thrives. Mitzvah is the will of God. Then we know that the Ratzon is a level of Ein Sof which is hidden. That by itself is hidden, which is the way we understood mitzvahs until now, that when a person does mitzvahs, they don't enjoy it, it's just a formal connection to the Eibishter. Says the Rebbe, I want to qualify that. Page Reish Lamites, three lines from the bottom. Reish Lamites, three lines from the bottom. Nevertheless, Nibshach Me'er Zeh, from this infinite light which is hidden, there is Chayis, life, La'adam, to the person. Shemekayim mitzvahs, that the person feels chayis pnimi, life which is revealed and internalized. Says the Rebbe. So we must modify our initial surmise, initial presumption. There's kachena b'mitzvah secha, which is only an engagement. There's teichalkena b'tera secha, which is a marriage. When a man betroths his wife, she has to get something of pleasure. So although it's a formal marriage, it has meaning to her. So mitzvahs also, even the mitzvahs we did between the first Pesach and the first Shavuos, have a pnimius chayas. That means something that we could feel. We see from the fact that when a yid does mitzvahs, there's a certain joy which payel affects leirak b'chshav adibur ha'maisa, not just the person's behavior, elagam b'hamidus, the person's emotions. When a person does mitzvahs, they get joy from mitzvahs. Even if a person does mitzvahs, doesn't study Torah, the mitzvahs alone give a person actual revealed joy. Like I said in the Maimed before, turn to page Reish Mem now. Through mitzvahs, nasa muvdol me'ataivus and mekol midas ra'ot, you remove from pleasures. And remove from pleasures, the Rebbe says, doesn't only mean that I don't do them. It means that I have no interest in them. V'she'inyin eidim peschayim, they are now mitzvahs. And the idea that a yid not only doesn't involve in taivus, but has no interest in taivus, and he's joined exclusively to the Eibishter, who she'ein le'tainug elabalakos. Not that he has no pleasure from the world and nothing from the Eibishter either, but he has no pleasure from anything except from the Eibishter. And although the marriage is only formal, this formal marriage gives a yid delight. A yid in mitzvahs alone can enjoy the Eibishter. Ella, the only criteria is shekal zeh rak b'chitzenius halev, it's the periphery of the heart. V'lein niklat adayim b'teich oymik halev. Okay, it's not the deepest relationship. It's not a relationship that goes to the higher levels of the neshama, which is going to be accomplished through Torah. But to say that when a yid does mitzvahs, there's no tainug is saying that a husband gave his wife something to be makadosh with, which has no value to her, so she's not married to him. V'lechei nikra arus. So the Rebbe is adding something. And the adding is that although we assume that kachena b'mitzvisecha means a formal connection to Hashem through mitzvahs, there has to be a delight in it. Chayas, pnimi, which means the yid enjoys mitzvahs. Now you should be able to answer the original question itself. Gano means not to do any avedis. There's no pleasure in that. Gano means the delight of a physical garden. Does mean pleasure. But Gan No, the third type, means the delight of Gan Eden. What is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe is saying that even in the formal marriage between Yidden and the Eibishter, the Yid not only has a delight, but he has a spiritual delight. And that's why the Rebbe Marash quotes the Targum Yenison and not the Medrashim, and not the Mitzvot Dovah. Because Gan No, which means that the garden is sealed, which is a formal attachedness between Yidden and Hashem, as opposed to an actual attachedness, which is called Gal No. But even Gan Nol, even the formal attachment, Yidna the Eibishter, must have a reichkeit, a nisht, it's not a marriage. And that's why the Rebbe Maharash quotes the Targum Yenison and not. That's the answer to the question that we started the Maimon with. This is why the Rebbe Maharash brings the Targum's commentary. She Gan Nol koyal Gan Eden, not just a pleasure, but a spiritual pleasure. She ef shali konos beikim, a tzadikim, not just a tzadikim, but for special neshamas. The idea that a Jew makes himself, he ties the entrance to his tent, he belongs only to the Rebishter. He has only pleasure from godliness. When mitzvahs are done without Torah, in the mitzvahs alone, there is enough light that comes from on high to inspire a yid to belong to the Rebishter and to the Rebishter alone. Therefore, the Rebbe Maharash can't bring a mushel from Sur Meirah. He can't even bring a mushel from a Gan Tainuk Gashmi. He has to bring a mushel from Gan Eden Tainuk Alaki Shalman. So the vart of this maimed is that even Kabbalah Seil has a Gishmak. I guess that's how you would put it in other words. The maimed begins with the Targum, who kipirish the Hawaii Yasod, because that's the very essence of this maimed. In other words, this maimed is saying that even in the level of connection between Yid and the Eibishter, which is only chitzonius, there's an incredible amount of tainuk, and a tainuk is a key, and the only mushal for it is ganid. A kasha, a beer, or a teretz. Just the way a maimed is supposed to go. And a higher level, says the Rebbe. The Rebbe goes on to say more. That's a kash. This hemshich, this is a series of maimonim, as I told you earlier, talks about Teda and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the formal connection to the Eibishter, and Teda is the intimate connection to the Eibishter. So the maimon we're learning talks about mitzvahs. The next maimon talks about Teda. But our maimon already previews Teda, says the Rebbe. Why? Teda is in the next maimon. Why do you have to talk about Teda in our maimon as well? which is supposed to talk about mitzvahs, also talks about Teira. Our Maim is supposed to talk about mitzvahs. The next Maim is supposed to talk about Teira. So why does he talk about Teira? Leave it for the next Maim. And the answer is, he's not explaining Teira, it's Teira. He's explaining Teira for you to understand how delightful mitzvahs are. You understand? But Pashas Yeshleima, the answer is the Zesh Amavayr Khan. The reason he brings an hour maimer. Now, I have to sing that again. But Pashas Yeshleima, the simple reason for this is the Zesh Amavayr Khan, in the Hachinah Betayrasacha, who negay le gal no. The second part of our Pasuk is Gal. Gal goes on Teda. So since the Pasuk also speaks about Teda, he mentions Teda as well. And he brings from the Medesh that Gan Nol, Isaha Medesh, Gan Nol Le Lapsulis, Gal Nol Le Labulis, and the Tzemach Tzedek says that Gal is from the idea of Gal, Einai Vabit, and Aflechetarasecha. So Gan is a garden, Gal is a place of revelation, the ultimate revelation of the new Mashiach comes. So Gan Nol is the formal connection given to Abishtad, Gal Nol is the actual connection given to Abishtad, Taira, Mashiach, Lassad Lavi, and so forth. Six lines from the Ban. Avo, that's the question of the fact remains that although Take, our Pasuk speaks both about Ganol, which means Kachene B'mitzvah, and Galnol, which means V'teichal Kine B'teidah. But in fact, our Maimah deals only with mitzvahs. The next Maimah talks about Teda. So it's still wonder, it's still odd, abyssal, why our Maimah also insists on talking about Teda. Kivin Shemaimah Zed Medabarak B'inyan Ganol. The next Maimon is going to explain Galnol. Mistabel Leim is if a correct to presume the Zeshem of Uba Maimon Zeh. The fact that in our Maimon he already talks about the intimacy of Teira. He wants us to understand that although mitzvahs are only a formal marriage, how deep a connection we have from mitzvahs alone. The fact is that when a Yid does mitzvahs, which is a formal attachedness to the Eibishter, brings to the deeper and more revealed attachment of Teira, Klita Bepnimius, and Hulafi. The reason for this is Sham Shachadah Mitzvah Sinasa De Gidush, the connection between Yid and Hashem through mitzvahs, which is a formal connection. Also has vitality, life, joy, pleasure. Bechayis Pnimi. In other words, he speaks about Torah to make us understand that mitzvahs bring to Torah. And the reason mitzvahs bring to Torah is not only because mitzvahs separate us from the whole world, but because in mitzvahs there's so much delight that it's going to eventually raise us up to the madrega of Teichal Kena B'Teirasech. So this moment explains the word Ganol and says, don't think of Ganol as a prison. Think of Ganol as a Ganed, which doesn't only mean a place of pleasure, it means a place of spiritual pleasure, even though mitzvahs are only a formal attachment between Yidden and the Reb. Next page. The Rebbe v'zeo Ganol, Ganol. The Ganol of the Kiyama mitzvahs. Ganol is mitzvahs. The Ganol is a Gatera, Ubefrat Pnimius Atera. Says the Rebbe, the Shteha Vedas Rechas Lias, but even the Melechat Chela Rebbe. Everything has to be Melechat Chela Rebbe. You just to grow. When a Jew grows, it grows from being formally connected to the Eibishter to intimately connected to the Eibishter. The way we grow is we make leaps. Our Alechat Chela Ribber gets us them Eibishter's Alechat Chela Ribber. Now, our Alechat Chela Ribber is, you know what I mean? The Eibish of the Chatchalad Ibid is the Eibish of the Chatchalad Ibid. That what? Shagam am shochav agilim al mailash da avedas elu. What the Eibish that gives us from above tia la Chatchalad Ibid. That gam be erech la Chatchalad Ibid da adam. A person makes a leap and the Eibish that makes a bigger leap. The Nesef lezeh, in addition to the fact, shek sha avedah be'efen di agayti azayim atzasi. Everybody knows when a person works hard, the reward is shalelef yerecha avedah. Says the Rebbe, but lechatchila Rebbe means it should be a metziah within metzias. The metziah should be a yigia. Shai metziah bezchadas. Ha metziah gufay be'evin lechatchila Rebbe. Not only is what we get so much more than what we earned, what we get is so much more than so much more what we earned because it's the Eibishter lechatchila Rebbe and not our own. And the Rebbe concludes v'hirat shai de'edib ben yonamel by discussing all of this. But frata the avedim is working on this. Niske bekarav mamish lagula asida. There'll be the wholeness of the betrothal of Yidna and the Eibishter, as well as v'tein chalkeinu b'teira secha, the intimacy between Yidna and the Eibishter. There will be shleimus hamitzvahs, like it says in Siddur, v'sham nasaf anecha k'mitzvahs etzinecha, and there will be shleimus hateira, like it says in the Siddur, t'vasak teira chadasha miti teitzi, z'akta b'kozeh yir be'efad likven afilak herafai, this will all happen away without having to blink an eye, v'zeh guv b'evad nechat chela ribir, shal ikvan afiluk herafayin, mamish, mamish.